Read history. Really, look back. All of this is new. If you want to know a homeschool, I'll give you a great historical example of somebody who was homeschooled. A man named Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was the Khalifa, the Caliph. He was the fourth Caliph. He was a brilliant man. He was a genius. He grew up in the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never went a day in school. He never spent a day in school. Not one day. Because he was in the greatest school, the school of the Prophet Muhammad. That's the sunnah for Muslims. Sunnah is the tradition of their Prophet. Their Prophet was a homeschooler. He schooled his children, Fatima. When the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was 12 years old, imagine this. He took a trip with his uncle to Syria of a month, a commerce trip, a trip as a merchant, 12 years old. And look at our 12-year-olds today. Look at them. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful, really. Look at these poor kids, and they're victims, and you have to see them as victims. And we're complicit in the crime that was done against them. Because we're more busy making a living and we've forgotten we've already been given a life. We've been given a life by God. And your children are your wealth. Al-malu wal-banun, zinatul hayatul dunya. Children, wealth and children are the ornaments, the embellishments of life on earth. But to sacrifice your children for your wealth, if I had to give up one of the two, I know which one I'd give up. And I don't have that much to give up, so it's a lot easier choice than it is for some people out there. We need to retake our communities, really. You need to stop buying these at these corporate... Really, don't buy from them. Don't wear the logos. Don't wear the Nike Swish. Why should you give them free advertisement if they're not going to pay you? Seriously, why advertise for them? Take them off their clothes, or don't buy their clothes. Make your own clothes. People used to make their own clothes. You can buy cloth. Go buy cloth. Learn how to sew. Sewing's a good thing to learn how to do. Well, I'm going to feel stupid walking around in homemade clothes. Well, who do you think made you feel stupid? The same people trying to sell you those clothes that they made that look a lot stupider than homemade clothes. We've got kids walking with pants halfway down their bottoms with shoes that are so big. Some of these young girls walking around, my God, how do they walk? And we know it's bad for their spines. Really, all of this is madness. You're not the mad one. But if you have enough sense of who you are and whose you are, you have some individuality, you have some spine, you have some courage to be different. It takes courage to be different. People ask me, every time they say, what about your children being homeschooled? What about socialization? I said, that's why we're homeschooling. For God's sakes, get that through your brains. That's why I'm homeschooling. I don't want them socialized into that madness. It amazes me, that question always comes. What about so every single person I've ever said, that's it. I don't want my children, I look out there, I see these kids the same age, they scare me. When I was a little kid, and I did some Huckleberry Finn things that I'm probably a little ashamed of, but when I was a little kid, if an adult looked at me with any type of disdain, I felt fear. I'll tell you something. I feel fear looking at these 8-year-olds. I really do. And one of them broke a bottle in front of my house, and I went outside and I said to him, hey, excuse me, what are you doing? He said, what's it to you, man? This kid was 10 years old. If I had said that when I was 10 years old in Mill Valley, California, that man would have taken off his belt and whipped me, and my mother would have thanked him for doing that. It wasn't called child abuse in those days.